Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name's John Chemnitz, and I'm a program manager for Azure Monitor.
Hey folks, I'm Dushyant Gill. I'm a product manager with Azure Health. You might have heard Scott Guthrie say that more than 90% of Fortune 500 companies are using Azure Cloud to run their businesses. Our team's job is to make it easy for them to monitor the apps that they're building on Azure and monitor the infrastructure that those apps are running on. Over the last years, the largest of our customers have moved through the phases of planning for the cloud, moving to the cloud, to now running their business-critical workloads on the cloud. And they work with our teams to design end-to-end monitoring solutions for these workloads. All of the solutions, monitoring solutions, they're built on the foundation of Azure Monitor. But all of them extend Azure Monitor. They integrate with third-party services for log analytics, for change tracking, for cost management, for problem incident management, et cetera. So today, John and I want to show you, want to walk you through some of the common monitoring scenarios that we encounter. So today, John and I are going to show you, we're going to walk you through some of the common monitoring scenarios that we encounter and the solutions that our customers are using for those scenarios. Now, let's say you're a developer who's building a new application in Azure or moving existing applications to the Azure Cloud. One of the first things you care about is application performance monitoring, integrating that with your application. You live and breathe APM, and we're going to show you application insights integrated with Azure Monitor doing application performance monitoring. The second thing you want to pay attention to is the infrastructure that your app is running on. So you want to monitor the health of the Azure resources that your app is using. Although Azure Monitor service has comprehensive metrics and logs for all Azure resources, the way you can visualize them is one resource at a time. So we're going to show you how you can integrate other services with Azure Monitor to monitor your Azure infrastructure at scale. Then what you need, next what you need is a system that can bring together application logs and your infrastructure logs and allows you to quickly narrow down to a problem when there's a lifecycle issue. So we're going to show you how to integrate Splunk with Azure Monitor and use it for lifecycle troubleshooting. All right, so now you have your app running, you have a good monitoring story, and there's an Azure service issue that impacts you, that causes downtime in your app. So you design for high availability, you design for resilience, but the next time there is a service issue or a planned maintenance in Azure that could impact your resources, you wish to be notified. So we're going to show you how to use Azure Health to get guidance and support when an Azure service issue affects you, and how to integrate Azure Health alerts with your problem management system, whether it's ServiceNow or PagerDuty, to get notified of the service issues. Finally, there are going to be people in your organization that care about every change that's happening to your Azure Cloud, whether it's from the perspective of cost monitoring, or it's from the perspective of monitoring security, or they just want to get visibility into all the changes. Change tracking is a big monitoring scenario, and we're going to cover that. We're going to show you how to integrate Azure Monitor data with Azure SIEM Analytics and visualize it in Power BI, very powerful stuff.
So before we get into those specific scenarios, I wanted to take a quick look at how we'll be monitoring our application here. And so as you can see, your application involves several different layers across the user telemetry, the application level insights. You're going to then look at a lower level, which is, what is your application running on? It's running on a set of Azure services. And so we want to be able to also get data out of these Azure services, SQL Azure, your websites, your virtual machines, all emitting data related to the service that's running on top of this infrastructure. Now that infrastructure is managed in the cloud, and that means that there's a certain level of management that's done by Microsoft and done by Azure. And at that level, you also need the data to understand when there's a problem that is occurring as a result of something wrong with Azure that is unrelated to you. It may also be something happening within Resource Manager when you have many people dealing in a single subscription, and you just need to kind of know what's going on from the Resource Manager service health layer. And really across these layers, Azure Monitor plays as your single source of data and your single way to bring all of this together. So at the application layer, Azure Monitor helps you get into Application Insights. Application Insights is a really great application performance monitoring tool that's built into the portal, and you can build up dashboards and view real-time metrics on your application, as well as instrument user actions and understand telemetry about your customers. Now, those sort of insights are great, but what if all of that looks good and the problem lies somewhere deeper in the stack? Azure Monitor makes available metrics from every resource type in Azure. And that enables you to really dig into a level deeper and say, hey, maybe SQL Azure is the reason why, or my instance of SQL running on Azure is the reason why my customers are seeing bad performance. And so metrics are available for all of our Azure services. Azure services are also going to emit a set of rich logs that give you even more information about why that metric might not appear as you want it to. These logs give you deep insights into the operation of individual resource types. And then finally, we call those logs the diagnostic logs. And then finally, we have the activity log. That's going to track all your management plane, control plane operations in Azure, as well as any service health data, any information about broader Azure services that impact potentially multiple subscriptions and happen at the subscription layer within your Azure, your service that you're running on Azure. And so for metrics, we can route metrics into an event hub, and then you can do any sort of custom things like that. We have a great set of experiences in the portal for viewing and working with these metrics, but you can also just directly use our metric API, and this lets you hook into partner services like Datadog or ScienceLogic. For diagnostic logs and for the activity log, all that data can be routed into an event hub, and then that event hub becomes this highly scalable pub/sub source for all of that data to get into a custom tool that you've built, such as Azure Stream Analytics going into Power BI, or for you to integrate with a partner tool such as Splunk or IBM QRadar. And then finally, we generate a set of alerts, both off of metrics as well as off of log data, that you can then use to get an email or a SMS directly, but you can also directly integrate with a webhook, which again allows you to generate an automation runbook or even attach to a third-party service like PagerDuty or ServiceNow. So the first thing we're going to look at today is performance monitoring. So let's say, as an app developer, you are just starting out with your application. You might even still be working in Visual Studio and just really kind of deploying to Azure in your own development environment. Even at that level, you're going to start having questions about how your application performs, and especially once you start getting users who are testing it out, you're going to start seeing some load and wanting to know if there's any performance issues. This can cross both the application layer, but also the infrastructure layer. They're both going to be involved in that. So for application performance monitoring, I'd like to show you a tool that's in the Azure portal that can really help you to understand what's happening in your application, and that's Application Insights. So I've gone to the monitor blade in my Azure portal, and I've opened up a particular Application Insights app. As you can see, I'm immediately presented with real-time metrics about my application. So here I've got the server response time for my application, the page view load time over the course of the last day, any number of server requests, and any failed requests. And I can even see here in the past few hours, I've had 7 failed requests. Let's click in a level deeper to see what was actually happening there. So I've clicked in here, and now I'm going to load up more insights on these failed requests. So I can see when they happened, how many users were using the system at that time, and then I can actually dig into the number of failed requests by operation name. And I can see here that someone was calling an operation name that actually doesn't exist in my code, and that was generating a 404 error. So I can dig into a very deep level of granularity to understand how users and what users are calling into within my application to know where they may be hitting 404s and experiencing a degraded experience using my application. But that's not all that we can do with application insights. Beyond just understanding performance, user telemetry, and digging into these sort of problems, you can also proactively test your application to verify that these sort of issues won't happen. So you can set any number of what are called web tests, and those will constantly ping your endpoints to verify that they're up and running. You can even establish custom walkthroughs of your application, we're actually clicking buttons and navigating through screens that will all be done through those web tests. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you can get proactive diagnostics if you've instrumented your code with Application Insights, and that will generate smart insights about things you can be doing to improve the performance of your application proactively. So that's a little bit about application performance monitoring. But performance monitoring obviously extends beyond just the boundaries of the code you've developed, because the code you've developed inevitably is going to run on infrastructure. And that's where the Azure portal brings together all of that great application insights data with the data that you can get from OMS Log Analytics and from various other Azure services that bring together a holistic view of how your infrastructure and application are running together. You can even do things like generate a map of all your services and how they connect together and view it in real time. But let's say that you want to go beyond the Azure portal and beyond the services that Azure offer. There are a great set of services there, but we know that you have your own custom requirements, and in particular, what if you want to manage things at really high scale? Once again, we rely on a great set of partners to help us and help you get that insight that you need, even at high scale. And I'd like to introduce Daniel from Datadog, who's going to walk through an example of monitoring at scale using Datadog.
Datadog is an infrastructure and application performance monitoring tool that collects data across the various services running in your environment. We provide a set of tools such as dashboarding, alerting, and analytics to enable you to ensure your infrastructure is running smoothly. One of the ways we collect data is through an agent. It's an open source program that supports all the major operating system orchestration tools and deployment tools, which collects low-level system data on your virtual machines. We also have over 200 integrations. We have a native integration with Azure that lets you collect data from areas where an agent can't be installed, such as Microsoft Azure App Services, SQL Database, and more. We also have integrations with collaboration tools, such as Slack and HipChat, and operations tools like PagerDuty and VictorOps. This is what's called the host map. It's a high-level view of your infrastructure. Each one of these hexagons represents a virtual machine currently running, and the color represents the CPU utilization currently being emitted. Datadog runs on tags. Tags are key value pairs that you can use to filter and splice and dice your data. For example, we can group our hosts by region. Then we can add a filter to only show the ones with a particular account. Datadog also has two types of dashboards. This is what's called a time board. It's a time-synchronized dashboard, great for troubleshooting, correlating metrics with one another, and getting to the root cause of issues. If a particular area seems interesting to you, you can click and highlight over it, and all of the other graphs in the page will update to that time frame. Another powerful feature of these dashboards is the ability to overlay events on top of the graphs. An example of an event would be a build, a deploy, a push, or any other event that we're currently capturing. This way, you can see if something in particular could have caused a change in a metric. Datadog also has an application performance monitoring tool. This lets you get further insight into the applications running on your infrastructure. You can see valuable information such as hits per second, latency, errors per second, and total time spent for your services. You can also see sample trace data, and view flame graphs of these traces. This lets you see if there's any bottlenecks in your code so that you can write performance improvements on the fly. Finally, we have a powerful alerting engine so you can get notified the moment something happens in your infrastructure. In this case, we are getting an alert if any of our Azure virtual machines have a CPU above 60%. In this Say What's Happening, we can customize what the alert says, including adding dynamic variables that will resolve once the alert triggers. Here, we can use our integrations like Slack and PagerDuty to notify the right people at the right time.
Azure offers a single pipeline where you can get access to all of that data through a single source. And Azure Monitor uses what's called a diagnostic setting to manage that. So across all of your individual Azure services, you'll be able to emit these unique diagnostic logs that are relevant to the operation and performance of those particular resources. You can also collect platform-level logs, like those from Service Health, Resource Manager, and even from things like your Autoscale engine. All of that comes together with Azure Monitor through our diagnostic settings, where you can use a single common mechanism to route this to various sources. So the first source, Log Analytics. This is Azure's premium log service that offers you some great capabilities, including log search using any flexible query. You can also use solution packs, and they've built solutions for many of the common Azure services, such as networking and SQL. These solution packs will immediately give you insight on top of all of that data to tell you a little bit about the things you might need to be paying attention to. And then finally, you can set up advanced queries off of your logs that then trigger alerts. A great set of capabilities available from Log Analytics. But of course, let's say that you want to do something else with your log. So first of all, what if you just need a long-term archival of them? Log Analytics will be great at storing your data for a week or a month or so, but what if you need to be able to audit data back a year from now or 2 years from now? The diagnostic setting enables you to route data directly into a storage account and then save it in a very cheap, cool storage format so that you can just come back and get to that data whenever you need to, but just store it in a way that isn't indexed, isn't super searchable, but it's there if you ever need it. And then finally, you should obviously be taking advantage of the solutions and powers of Log Analytics, but knowing that you come from tooling that you've been using either on-premise or with other workloads, we want to make sure that you can get the same data you can get in Log Analytics in any of your other solutions as well. And that's where the Event Hub comes in. So the Event Hub is highly scalable. It's a pub-sub mechanism, and any consumer with the right key can plug in and start listening to high throughput of all of your Azure events. If you route all of your logs to a single Event Hub, now you've created a single source of data for any consumer. And that could be a custom tool that you've written, or it could be one of the tools built by our partners. So Splunk, IBM QRadar, there are many tools building or that have built powerful integrations that use the Event Hub as their source of data. So I'll take here the example of Splunk. So we recently released a brand new add-on for Azure Monitor in Splunkbase, and this consumes data directly from the Event Hub. All you have to do to get set up here is you're going to create an Event Hub and set up a key vault to store the credentials for listening into your Event Hub. Then you're going to set up routing, set diagnostic settings to route all of that data into the Event Hub, as well as a log profile to route your activity log into that same Event Hub. And then finally, set up the Splunk add-on by installing it in your Splunk instance, and then connect that up to your key vault. It's a few simple steps, and once you've done it, you're ready to start using Splunk to diagnose your live site issue. So I've just come into Splunk, and let's say I know that the issue that's causing performance issues is related to a network security group. Of course, I can just go in and see a list of all of my log events from all of my sources over time in Splunk, but I can always search through here and do things like filter by the resource type and say, I only want to see events that are from my network security groups. And I'm very quickly going to filter out a set of logs that weren't relevant to this scenario. And because we have a standard schema across all of the diagnostic logs, you can see it was very easy to just pivot off of a common Azure value like the resource type. Now, what if I even know specifically it was a particular resource that was generating the issue? I can even click down and filter into a particular resource type and filter by time to if I know that the event occurred on a particular day, and I can swipe through all the events in Splunk and easily identify what the actual source of my issue was.
Now that you're running your application, you're in your live site, you're monitoring that application, you have all of the monitoring set up, let's talk about how you prepare for the unexpected events that happen in Azure that can affect your application. Let's talk about Azure Health. I was looking at I'm getting a call. Let me take this call. It's from PagerDuty, so I'm going to receive
PagerDuty
that.
Alert. You have one triggered incident on Azure outages.
It says an incident is on. And it's informing me of an Azure problem. So we're going to look into that in a moment and see how that got configured. So today I was looking at the uptime. There's an independent company. It's called Cloud Harmony. I think it's owned by Gartner, that calculates uptime of public clouds. And in the compute category, I was looking at Google, Amazon, and Microsoft Azure. Azure has had 100% uptime over the past 30 days. Amazon has had 5 nines and an 8, and Google has, they're reporting 97.9798. It doesn't matter how many points of uptime a cloud has if you are a customer that is impacted by the very small percentage of downtimes they have. And especially during that downtime, you expect the cloud provider to give you great support and great guidance so that you can you have all the support to recover from the problem. And that's where Azure Health comes in. Azure Health is guidance and support from Azure to you when an Azure service issue affects you. And Azure Health alerts enable you to get notifications for Azure issues and plan maintenance that could impact your resources. Let's take a look. We'll step into the shoes of Ellen. She received a call from PagerDuty that informed her that an Azure outage is affecting her resources. She goes to the portal and she has pinned two different service health views on her portal dashboard. This is the new experience that we're launching in limited preview. And first experience that she's pinned is for the engineering and operations environment, and the other one is for the sales environment. She quickly understands that there's a there's an outage going on in virtual machines in West US. They're running production services in West US, so it gets her attention. In the Azure Health dashboard, it's one place where Ellen gets all information about Azure service issues that are affecting her resources, planned maintenance that is affecting her resources, as well as any other availability-related announcements that have come from Azure services. She can also browse all of the events that have happened in the past in health history. All right, let's take a look at this incident. First thing to notice is Azure Health dashboard is a personalized experience. The map is showing only the regions where where Ellen is using Azure resources. She can personalize it further. She can filter it down to the subscriptions she cares about, the regions she cares about, as well as the resource types she wants to monitor, if you may. For the incident, she's quickly able to understand that this is a virtual machine outage in West US. She gets the last message that Azure has sent her regarding this service issue. One of the first things our customers do when we tell them there's a problem in a service in a region, they go through all their subscriptions, create a list of resources in that region of that service, and then they send out that list to their teams saying, hey, these resources might be affected. We've made it very easy in Azure Health dashboard. Ellen can quickly click the potential impact, export it to a CSV file, and share that CSV with her teams. Another thing she can do is she can download a summary of the issue as a PDF, and she can share this summary with folks who do not have access to the portal, for example, her customers or the tier one teams that might not have access. That's a nifty feature, and she can also save this information in any problem management system that they're using. Erin goes back. She gets a link to the issue. She can now use this link with the tracking code in her problem management system, and she can enter it there. Lovely. Let's say Erin needs support. She needs help in recovering a virtual machine that did not recover after this issue. We also provide support. You can contact us using our Twitter account, or Azure Health Dashboard also provides technical support to recover resources that did not recover from the outage. That's the experience of the service issues. Planned maintenance, similarly, in Azure Health Dashboard, you'll get to understand what are the events that are scheduled, planned for your resources that can cause downtime for your machines, for your resources. And Azure Health Dashboard tells you how to avoid that downtime in terms of design that you can do, as well as it informs you when it is planned, the maintenance, when it is going to conclude. The other announcements, like I said, were related to availability, not planned maintenance, not service issues. These are announcements which are for example, perf recommendations or, I'll repeat that. These are announcements for availability-related events which aren't service issues. For example, if you're deprecating an API, we announce them through this channel. Now, one of the things our customers told us is it's very difficult to manage all of the announcements and notifications coming from Azure in the inboxes. Azure Health makes it very simple to come into one place and manage all of these notifications there. All right, so let's see how Erin configured that alert in the first place when she was alerted of the service issue. It's pretty simple. In Azure Monitor, we have an experience for activity log alerts. So I'm going to the alerts in Azure Monitor. And a new activity log alert basically creates alerts for service issues also. Here are some that I've created already. You'll see that these alerts are routing service health related issues to their corp IT systems. In this case, they're routing those alerts to their PagerDuty system, which they're using for problem management in their organization. How it gets routed to the systems is using the Action Groups feature. Action groups in Azure are collections of people and systems that can be recipients of the alerts. So the action groups that are created here, you'll see, are people that are going to be notified, as well as systems are going to be that are going to be notified. Here, all Erin has done is she's taken a webhook from PagerDuty that she configured on PagerDuty side, and she has put it in as an action group in Azure. And that action group is notified of any service health issues that are happening in the subscription. It's that simple. On the PagerDuty side, you'll see that she's configured is an Azure outage service. And in that, she's configured an integration for Azure Health. In the integrations, she gets the webhook right away. And that's what she used for the notifications.
Great. And so, the final thing that's going to come up when you're trying to set up monitoring for a service that's going to live in the cloud is that inevitably your boss or somebody from upper management is going to come and start asking questions about the security and the costs of your application and your service running in Azure. And one key insight that you'll need to be able to answer those questions is knowing when resources were created and when they were deleted over time. All of this richness, all of this data is stored in events that are in your activity log. And this is data that from a security perspective can help you identify if someone was creating resources that should have been or deleting something critical to your service. And from a cost perspective, helps you to audit your bill and understand why you were being charged for the lifetime of a particular resource. All this data, as I mentioned, is in the activity log, and so I'm going to do something a little custom to get this view. You can always go into the activity log blade or route that data into log analytics and do some filtering to get this same view, but let's say I want to do something more unique and custom. What I'm going to do is I'm going to route my activity log into an event hub. And then once it goes into that event hub, I'll set up a stream analytics query. That's real-time stream processing on all of these events. And I'm going to parse out only those events that I need, the create events and the delete events. And then stream analytics has a direct connector to Power BI. So I can immediately pipe this data into Power BI and start building up my own visualizations. So let's take a quick look at the visualization that I was able to build here. I've gone ahead and created a report within Power BI generated by my activity log data that's telling me over time and being refreshed in near real time from the live data from Azure, when resources got deleted, when they got created. I can view an entire list of that. I can also see a count of the number of creations versus deletions over the past X amount of time. And even see a visualization of the number of creations and deletions of resources over time in a line chart. All of this is great power from Power BI that I can get from that data that with a few simple Azure services that I set up in a few minutes and a simple stream analytics query, I was able to start doing something really custom and powerful. And now I can hand this dashboard over to my director and let him get the same insight into the changes that are occurring in our subscriptions. So that's a quick look at how you can get end-to-end monitoring within Azure through Azure Monitor, using both a set of tools that are available to you directly from Azure, premium services that help you to end-to-end monitor, but also hook into your own custom tools, as well as some of the tools provided by our great partners. So we encourage you to go to the portal, try out Azure Monitor, visit our documentation, and certainly take a look at some of the great partnerships that we have available. Finally, I encourage you to try out, what's that URL again?
It's aka.ms/iwantazurehealth. If you want the new experience, which I showed you of the Azure Health Experiences, sign up for the limited preview. It's aka.ms/iwantazurehealth.
Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thank you.